In Wisconsin, a special summer hunt is underway. Hunters have been authorized to kill as many as 25,000 deer. It's part of an effort to eradicate chronic wasting disease, which is fatal to wildlife. The state says the hunt is necessary to contain the outbreak. But as Dan Spray of member station WUWM reports, critics say too little is known about the condition to warrant the mass slaughter of deer.
Chronic wasting disease has never shown up in people, but it attacks deer and elk. It makes them lose weight, behave abnormally, and eventually they die. Tom Howard, a wildlife manager with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, is one of many overseeing the agency's plan to stop the spread of the sickness. The DNR wants to eliminate as many deer as possible in a 350-square-mile area of southern Wisconsin, just west of Madison.
This disease has the potential of wiping out deer populations in many areas of Wisconsin. Left unchecked, it will spread and will kill many hundreds or many thousands of deer. We have an opportunity now to try, at least, to get on top of it.
To do that, the DNR is running a special deer hunt, 1 week a month for the rest of the summer, and it's proposing expanding the fall deer season from the normal 10 days in November to several months in the fall. But the state's course of action is potentially dangerous, according to Ross Reinhold. He's one of the organizers of Citizens Against Irrational Deer Slaughter. Reinhold lives on 10 acres and is not against hunting. He's learned how to stay safe during the normal 10-day hunt in November. But he says expanding the hunt is an unnecessary danger to him and his neighbors.
It's like being in a war zone. Now, some folks aren't bothered by that, but there are a lot who are naturally concerned about not only themselves, but if my grandkids come to visit, should I let them go out and play? Do I dare let my dog ever get off the leash?
Reinhold and others have been passing out flyers and circulating petitions to stop the special hunts. They want the state to come up with a better plan to eliminate chronic wasting disease that focuses more on testing and research. But the DNR's Carl Batha says testing animals for CWD means killing them. Batha supervises as hunters bring the deer they harvest to a makeshift processing center on a gravel lot in rural Barneveld, Wisconsin.
We had one biologist last night in about 45 minutes shot 9 deer in one hayfield.
A team of veterinarians takes the heads off the deer and loads the carcasses into a diesel-powered refrigerated semi-trailer, which will take them to a lab for testing.
We're taking a head from each deer, and we'll be looking at the brain tissue. That's the gold standard for testing for chronic wasting disease, but we're also doing some experimentation, too, by looking at other glands and other tissues.
Researchers have developed a test that involves taking a sample from a deer's throat without killing it, but only a few deer can be tested per day. So for now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is relying on hunters like Terry Fry, who lives on 30 acres of forest land in Black Earth, Wisconsin. Fry and some of his fellow hunters have mixed feelings, he says, about shooting deer in the summer.
You're shooting does that have fawns, and that's tough from a hunting standpoint. I mean, hunters in this area weren't brought up to do that. I mean, we normally consume what we shoot.
But hunters have been cautioned not to eat venison from a deer that's potentially infected. Terry Fry and many others are concerned that if CWD is not wiped out, Wisconsin could lose some of the $1.5 billion deer hunters pump into the state's economy every year. Sales of hunting licenses are normal for this time of year, but a recent poll suggests more than 30% of deer hunters are considering not going out this fall.